Last time on Mythical.
I'm so excited to go see the Swine Bowl concert.
I just think that if we want to get to prom, we're really going to have to step it up.
Can the jacket be the spell?
Yeah, Irene and I had the same idea.
Yeah. If I could have the jacket for this week.
Well.
And so I'm going to, even though I'm so bad at transforming, I think I'm going to trial super hard to transform really well to impress Bebe enough that I can ask for a favor of getting the jacket.
I'm over here thinking about how I really hope that Slopes likes Bull, because I think that'd be
yes!
so funny.
Yes!
Yeah,
the whole time you're talking about.
All right. So, wait, Slopes is the only one who hasn't done a scene yet.
Yeah, we did.
No. I mean, like, Slopes hasn't had
set up a
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, but I've been in two scenes. Have you guys had a scene?
No,
we
but
have not
this
had
is
a
we,
scene
we
yet.
Everybody gets two scenes
okay.
total. Yeah.
Do I have to go now? I don't want to go now.
Mm-mm.
No, we can
yeah,
keep going.
I don't want to go now.
I think that maybe we'd take a left turn a little bit here and deal with this egg thing. Either me
yeah,
or
I was
going to
say the same thing. The egg is sort of the outstanding factor.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Stant, I think Stant maybe leads this one.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I mean, you guys give me something to work with here. And then I'll figure out what ends.
Do you want to do the handing over the egg the first time with the teacher? When you
sure,
get picked.
Yeah, we could do that.
Sure, yeah.
Does somebody want to play the teacher?
I want to be the teacher.
All right. Irene's the teacher.
Okay.
Who's, I mean, I guess we're just in
class?
Yeah.
What kind of class is this?
Care of Fantastical Pokemon.
Breeding.
Breeding 101.
Care of Fantastical Pokemon sounds good. Or, okay, Breeding 101. We're basic.
Whatever.
We're basic.
Excuse me, class. So, your assignment is to take one of these eggs over here, as I am gesturing, and take care of it for the next week.
Bull, 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 bull.
Please.
Bull, bull.
Bull's got his feet up on his desk.
Excuse me, Mr. Grand Burke.
What do you want?
Get your feet off the desk. They remain.
You're
on the ground.
Not my mother.
I'm your teacher. That's the same thing. Anyway, please go over to the table and select the egg of choice.
Bull,
I have given you pairs.
We can.
And they are listed on this sign at my desk.
I read the sign. We're teams. We're teammates. It's great. I'm so excited about being a teammate.
How do we wind up doing everything together?
I don't know. I definitely don't like rig that or anything or make it so that we always hanging out. I don't know why you'd imply that.
All right.
We just handed Stant a white die.
Is there a method to picking the egg?
I mean, I haven't thought this far.
Just pick one.
Do you think that while you guys are talking, everyone else has selected, like, random, like, boring-looking eggs, and so the weirdest one is sitting there, but
well,
it's
we're
also
like
the coolest
arguing
one?
Over it. There's yeah. really only just one
Listen,
left.
Listen, I just think, like, I mean, it doesn't really matter as long as we teamwork together. We gotta work together. Team working. Hang out together.
I trust your decision.
He trusts me.
I trust you.
All right. Well, I'm going to pick. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to pick this weird purple and yellow one.
This looks good to me.
It's the only one left. So this thing is pulsating right now.
They're so smooth.
It's pulsating. Wait a second.
I mean, like, feel it. It's like hot to the touch.
Oh, it is.
Mr. Willow. and Mr. Granberg.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone else has left class. Leave.
All right.
That's it for today.
But to Stanton, slopes both like bull.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
look,
that's,
it, I'm over here.
So
I
maybe Stan once. Has actually misdirected you to.
Oh, vanilla. You sabotager!
Right.
Oh. Gosh, high school's great. So I'm picking in the point of view of slopes. Correct?
Right. How yep.
I yep. Okay. I'm going to pick a white die.
So you want it to end well, but we need to figure out
how then to start everybody it else needs to determine how the scene is set up.
Should it be bull and slopes?
Bull and slopes just run into each other in the hallways.
And maybe like they're talking about maybe even slopes asks if Vanille likes her, but she's really asking Bull, do you like her? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, trying to like circuitously, or does that not work?
No, it makes sense. I'm just because she talks so slow. Like, I feel like everybody kind of talks for her. So she's just like,
this scene should end in Bull wanting to be the lead vocalist for Slow Talking Woman.
Wait. So
yes.
How is that? I mean, that is a good ending for slopes.
Right.
Okay.
This is so good.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry that I bumped into you, Bull.
Bull doesn't mind. You have a nice shoulder to bump me with it.
That's so sweet of you. So you know Stant Willow, correct?
I like the way you talk. It's real slow. Wait a minute. I get it now.
What?
Everything just made sense.
So do you know Stant Willow?
Are you talking about that guy with the egg?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know Stant.
Okay.
We somehow managed to do everything together.
Cool.
He's all right.
In my book.
Well, I'm going to go now. Thanks, Bull.
I've got an idea. I need to figure it out. But I hope you're going to prom.
She's like turned around at this point.
he's doing that like musical thing where he's singing, but like she for whatever reason can't hear him.
Yeah.
And then Bull's gonna hurriedly shuffle off to the garage.
And I also think that like Slopes is like that went so well.
Way to go.
He likes my shoulder.
Another successful human interaction.
I think we either now or later need to have a scene between Bull or Vanille where Bull says, hey, guess what, Vanille, we're using your song, but I'm singing it. So I don't know if we do that now or we split up that narrative a little.
Wait, so don't I already have the jacket, though?
You'll have it tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Tomorrow might be after the tilt, though. Tomorrow.
Correct.
Oh, man.
So we won't know.
Nope.
All right.
So do we want to do that scene, Bull?
We can do that now.
Yeah, I'll set
you
it.
You want to initiate it?
I only did one scene, right?
Yeah.
So this will be my second scene.
Everybody put your dice in front of your screen, and then we know how many
I've got one black die.
Yeah. Slopes got.
Slopes had a white die, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, so, it's been a few days. What are you thinking about the, slow-talking woman?
You know, I've thought about it.
Yeah?
Long and hard. We're gonna do it!
Yeah!
But it's mine!
What? Not like I wrote it.
I wrote the words. Sing it.
Question, is this Vanille's scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want everybody to know that everybody windmill slammed a black die onto Vanille just now.
Things have suddenly become so much clearer to me now.
So, things are obfuscated over here. Why? I mean, this is a song I wrote.
Do you want it to get airtime or no? The only way I can see this moving forward is if I'm singing it.
Okay.
But believe me, I'm very grateful for the song.
You're welcome.
This is a disaster.
The purpose of a fiasco game is that nobody gets what they want.
I mean, I'll happily take a black outcome, but I don't know what scene to set up.
I mean, we could just do one where Stant rebuffs you. That would be an awkward little dalliance.
That sounds awesome.
Is there any way to tie is there any way to tie the egg into it? Like, is it,
yeah, I mean, we
didn't really
get
in the mythical seasons. Is it implied that Bebe likes Stant, but Stant's gay? Well, it's not implied that Stant's gay. That's canon. But Bebe likes Stant. So what I think is, like, Bebe is gonna try to, like, tutor Stant to, like, hatch the egg well and offer that, like, in exchange for a date.
Oh my gosh,
and it goes
this is
bad.
So great.
That's a pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
I like that setup.
And
a
it's
lot.
And we know right now it's going bad for Bebe. All right. We all
bad for
I mean,
Bebe.
That's
another
bad
song.
For Bebe.
It's another Swine Bowl song.
Mythical season 5, bad for Bebe. Ooh, that has lots of connotations. Let's go.
Hey Bebe.
Hey Stan.
Oh. Listen, this thing's, you're smart.
Oh, you're so sweet, sugar pie.
Anyway, this egg's pulsating.
Yeah, I noticed that. Do you know how to handle and take care of a strange egg like that?
I'm gonna shoot straight with you, baby. No.
I appreciate your honesty. You are such a kind and gentle soul, and I've always just found you so special.
Yeah.
I think I could probably help you with some tips and stuff on how to handle that egg.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, great. So, maybe we could, you know, go out to, like, Rustboro and, you know, like, catch a bard show or, you know, go eat somewhere and, you know, we'll have a long conversation about how to take, care of that egg.
It sounds like you're talking about a date right now.
I mean, some people might call it a date, but it's just tutoring.
I mean, like me, personally, I wouldn't call it a date. Like, for sure. Like, in no universe possible would I call it a date. If like we could like guarantee that no one in the school could possibly call it a date, then that I could deal with that.
Well, Slopes would probably call it a date.
That's real interesting, Stant Willow. That's real interesting. Well, it looks like my schedule just done got all full up, so
I'm going to wish you good luck on passing that project. It's really too bad that that teacher and I are such good friends. I mean, I might have gotten a little extra credit in there, but since under no universe would anything happen between us, I'm afraid my tutoring services are off.
Okay, bye.
The table.
No, I'm just going to leave. Bye.
Bye, Stamp Willow.
The glare that Greg just gave Logan.
Very real.
Sorry, we had not mentioned Logan yet, but Logan.
It was a very real.
Right.
I want to do a scene with Stant about this fundraising that we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, we haven't done that
for
yet.
We haven't done these students yet. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That was a. I feel like I need to clarify real quick too. So I don't know if anyone has seen Zootopia, but the sloths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Is what I'm thinking about.
That's
for sloths.
Slow talking woman.
Yes. Okay.
I made it to country.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a conversation with Stant about this fundraiser regarding how we're trying to get other students to go to Johto, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Slopes. Listen, you know how we're like saving up all that money and raising all that money so people can be sent to Johto?
Yes.
I know we got a list of folks.
I have the envelope right here.
Good, 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 good. Listen, we got a list of all the folks we gonna send away.
Away?
Going on a field trip.
That they signed up.
Totally did, yeah.
For this.
Yep.
Already.
Absolutely did. Anyway, just put that name right on top.
Bebe.
Yeah.
Is my best friend.
I do know that. And
did something happen with her?
Nah, she's just great. She's great. She's great. She told me that she really wanted to go to Johto, and I...
To my recollection, Bebe did not want to go on this trip.
I mean, have you talked to her recently, though? Because I feel like she changed her mind.
I talk to Bebe every hour of every day.
Yeah, so you should know, because she told me today that she wanted to go to Johto.
Think that you are lying to me.
No.
Stant.
No.
Willow.
No. That's not me.
I do not talk to liars.
And we gave Slopes a white die there because she was not convinced.
Fine, you got me.
She is again turned around and walking away. Since it'll probably take her... Actually, she probably walks pretty fast. Since she talks really slow. Bebe right. And Slopes are BFFs
forever.
And beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick a white die, a white outcome, so you guys can set up the scene.
We need to...
Bull already had a conversation with Vanille, and Vanille also had a conversation with Bull, correct?
Correct.
This is right. Bull and Bebe have a conversation?
Yeah.
This is the last scene before the tilt.
Yeah.
And Bull, I think we need to set up that they are playing at prom.
Okay, that's a good deal.
No?
No.
I don't think that's important because, I mean, we kind of mentioned that.
And I think it's probably established that they're going to be playing at prom.
I think more important, we get Bebe and Bull is trying to get to Slopes through Bebe.
Oh my god.
Do we
this
like
is
that?
So great because Bebe likes Stant and Stant likes what Bull, if? And Stant thinks that Slopes likes Vanille and Vanille likes Slopes but Slopes likes Bull.
I have this.
Greg's already there.
Did we wait, was it it's a black handled. Or a white dye for Bull?
White dye.
Okay, so it's going to go well for Bull.
It don't mean it can't go bad for Stant.
Yep. Hey, Bull.
What's going on?
Oh, you're such a better singer than your friend. You know what I heard? I was talking to my bestest friend forever, Marla. I think y'all call her Slopes.
Oh, yeah, Slopes.
Yeah, she mentioned in passing how cute she thinks you are.
Oh, wait a minute.
But I'm just a little bit curious about something, and I just want to know if you've noticed it too. But have you ever noticed how Stan always sort of tries to get in the way of everything with you and tries to monopolize your time?
Now that you mention it.
Because I was talking to the teacher from the egg class, and according to her, well, I shouldn't spread gossip, but you didn't hear it from me. Stant gave us some berries to make sure you two were together on the project.
Oh, snap!
Now, I wouldn't go so far to say that he might, I don't know, crush on you a little bit, but
I mean, let's be honest, everyone's got a crush on Bull.
I mean, you're such a strong, strapping figure. I mean, you're not my type, but you're certainly something my best friend forever, Marla, really likes.
It's because everything I wear is so tight.
It's tight and amazing, but I have a feeling that Stamp might just maybe poison Marla against you during their constant meetings about sending those poor little kids to Johto. I mean, he's already proven he can't be trusted with the Egg Project. And, I mean, he certainly wants you to perform for him at the prom. I mean, it'd be a shame if you two had to, like, organize something separate so that Marla could spend a little bit more time for you. And maybe, you know, Stant need to monopolize all your time.
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you halfway.
I like the way you think.
I'll do something really nice for that friend of yours. As long as you see to it that we pass this egg project.
I certainly see what I can do.
I know you and that teacher are on good terms.
Now, just a clarification.
I've done a swift change in a while.
Do you want to make sure that you pass?
Whatever's got to get done, make sure it gets done.
Don't you worry about a thing. Baby, I'll take care of it, sugar.
Can we, like, high five? Is there, like, a cool high five we can do?
Oh, sure.
With, like, the rippling, like, as they touch hands. High five. That happened right there.
Stan's been the host of this whole thing.
All right. Well, the people at the table have decided that the tilt is... Wait, what? Read the actual text for me, somebody.
There's a drastic change in sympathy.
Right, which is logically has been leading up to Bull and Stant's friendship completely dissolving. Do we actually act out a scene of the tilt, or do we go to the next scenes and do the tilt?
I think the tilt informs how all the scenes are going.
Right.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I think that the parallel would be nice as well.
Well, let's just do it now.
All right.
Or maybe that's the first scene after the tilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly it's going bad for Stant.
So the tilt is a shift in Bull and Stance relationship.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And Stance picking the black die, and I will say we set up a scene between Bull and Stant about their egg project, and I'll leave it that vague.
And it just, the black die implies that it's just going to be a bad outcome for Stant.
Bad for Stant. Yep. Okay.
All right.
Well, this is sad, says Irene, not Slopes.
Oh, hey, Bull. I'm glad you came in here. Look, I'm just getting done with your little form to fill out so that you can, your super cool band can play at prom. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see your band. Hear your voice, sweet voice.
I don't think anybody can wait. Especially not me. Hey, how's that egg project going?
I did want to talk to you about this egg project.
All right.
So, I mean, like, it's, again, pulsating the whole time. Recently, there's been a little crack at the top here.
All right.
I don't think that's good for our grade, necessarily.
I think the question is it hatching?
That's, you know, I honestly, as a druid, I probably should have thought of that. But yeah, no, you're probably right. Yeah. Maybe?
I kind of feel like you should hand it over to me.
I mean, yeah, anything, buddy.
I don't know that it's in the best hands right now.
What? Wait, what?
Listen, I don't want to talk about it.
I kind of do.
Just hand me that egg.
I mean, here you go. Here's your egg.
Thanks.
Here's our egg.
Hey, thanks.
Our special group project egg.
Bull takes the egg and puts it in his backpack, I guess. Back satchel.
Keep it safe.
Back satchel.
Back satchel.
So, hey, listen. It's been really cool having this egg project to get together with you and me to, and I was, if you wanted to see if a bard was gonna play and we, and then you could be there and I, me too, with, and popcorn.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Can we go to and to together to bard if we, and can you go to, would you go to a bard show with me?
Oh, I get it. I understand. You know, honestly, I would.
Huh?
As long as no one could ever, ever consider it to be a date.
Oh.
Because that's what it sounds like to me, and I don't want anyone thinking that. I've got other priorities.
I mean, no, of course.
Listen, I have a lot going on right now. It's not you, it's me.
No, yeah, of course not.
You'll find somebody, it's fine.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks.
Have a great day.
I'm real sad for Stan right now.
And as Bull's walking away, whoa, looks back over his shoulder and says,
and thanks for the grade.
I don't understand that last part.
Mythical is presented by the team at Pokemon Podcasts, It's Super Effective. This episode was produced and edited by Steve Black Jr. Here is your cast of Mythical. Stant Willow was played by Logan. Bebe was played by Greg. Vanilla Swinu was played by Travis. Mala S. Lopes, aka Slopes, was played by Irene. Bull Granberg was played by Micah. All the music in this episode was produced by Nick Burgess. Please support Nick and check out his music at nicholasburgess.com. Logos and graphics for Mythical were created by Steve Black Jr. The poster created for this season was done by Logan Jenkins. Illustrations for Mythical were created by Micah the Brave. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes or support us on Patreon at patreon.com/itssupereffective. Thank you so much for listening. Looking for more D&D content? What if I told you it was the most random content you could be listening to? Then you should check out Very Random Encounters. Very Random Encounters features some familiar voices on Mythical and is sure to provide a ton of laughs. The characters are randomized. The enemies are randomized. The story is as random as possible. Listen to their adventures on iTunes and follow them on Twitter at VREcast. Not everyone is destined for greatness.